coalescing black hole binaries from globular clusters, mass distributions and comparison to gravitational wave data from GWTC3, by Fabio Antonini et al. We use our cluster population model, CBHBD, to explore the mass distribution of merging black hole binaries formed dynamically in globular clusters. We include in our models the effect of mass growth through hierarchical merges and compare the resulting distributions to those inferred from the third gravitational wave transient catalog. We find that none of our models can reproduce the peak at M110 Msunen, the primary black hole mass distribution that is inferred from the data. This disfavors a scenario where most of the detected sources are formed in globular clusters. On the other hand, a globular cluster origin can account for the inferred secondary peak at M135 Msun, which requires that the most massive clusters form with half-mass densities rho h, 0 is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 4 MSUNPC3. Finally, we find that the lack of a high mass cut off in the inferred mass distribution can be also explained by the repopulation of an initial mass gap through hierarchical merges. Matching the inferred merger rate above 50 Msun requires both initial cluster densities rho h, 0 is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 4 MSUNPC3, and that black holes form with nearly zero spin. A hierarchical merger scenario makes specific predictions for the appearance and position of multiple peaks in the black hole mass distribution, which can be tested against future data. This was Coalescing Black Hole Binaries from Globular Clusters, Mass Distributions and Comparison to Gravitational Wave Data from GWTC3, by Fabio Antonini et al.